Have you ever heard the scripture that talks about being thankful in all things? This is the one that compels us to live each day, no matter what it may bring, with an attitude of gratitude. Let's look at it. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There's a lot to unpack in these three little verses. Paul is wrapping up a letter to the church in Thessalonica. They were faithful and fruitful, even in the midst of persecution, but they had lots of questions about Christ's return. Here, Paul is simply encouraging them with what he knew to be true. No matter what you may face, rejoice, pray, and give thanks, because God is at work in the midst of it all, and Jesus is coming back. This is not the end. That's good for us to remember today too, especially when the days get rough. I'm personally walking through a season of grief. I lost my dad not long ago, and through it, I've thought about these verses quite a bit. Throughout the entire journey of my dad's illness and ultimately him leaving this earth, if there was one word I could use to describe what I've felt the most in my heart through it all, I'm grateful. From the day he fell ill, God met us all along the way. Details I can't even begin to list out for you all fell into place. Family, friends, churches, medical professionals, and more hands and feet than I can count stepped up and met us in every moment. We gave thanks. During our time at a hospital in a city none of us lived close to, provision was made. Prayers were prayed. So many prayers were prayed, and messages of encouragement, comfort, and love were pouring in. We were grateful. We rejoiced in that hospital room. We lifted up the name of Jesus, and we had hope through every single day. The expertise, patience, and care of the neurosurgeons, doctors, and ICU nurses we met with daily was something we were grateful for. We always held out hope, but even as my dad took his final breath, we rejoiced through our tears as we cheered him on to glory. Looking back now over the past couple of months, there are countless things our family is grateful for. Even though the reality of life without my dad is settling in, we still are forever grateful for his life. Story after story after story of my dad has left us again grateful for his life and the legacy he leaves. Some things you just can't explain. My heart is hurting. My heart is rejoicing. I miss my dad, but I know where he is, and that makes me smile. Faith is something you can't see, but one day will be made sight. It's faith that moves you to trust God is in all things, and he brings peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote those words from a prison with thanksgiving. In every circumstance, pray, don't be anxious, trust, and peace will come. That's the truth. And I am grateful. I'm Lori Klein.